Топик, который я заявил вчера, это
узнать историю в настоящем.
А с этим интересным,
поскольку действительно текст
полон, как
Безусловно, там очень много, очень четких замечаний и ходов, которые применимы к недавнему прошлому, даже к настоящему, не только российскому, но и европейскому. К сожалению, во втором издании, русском издании «Московского дневника», не был включен текст Михаила Риклина,
который
содержит много замечаний, чрезвычайно полезных именно и интересных именно для прочтения 2015 года. Текст 1997 года, через 18 лет, как
читается
та симптоматика,
попытка схватить
письмо, рассказ немецкого, рассказ из времени диагноза, который
принимается
левый
Но,
тем не менее, я немножко сдвинулся за вчера-сегодня от этой темы, которой я вернусь. Сдвинулся в сторону... Сдвинулся в сторону определения
вот strain. What is strain?
Что такое strain? И что такое
what is travel?
Travel.
It also has relevance to what I do as a publisher, but it's a different story.
Итак,
which kind of
виды,
travels
are used in Moscow Diary? Очевидно,
it's obvious for me at least
меня,
four of
мере,
them.
4.
This is a first of all functional business trick that doesn't work. The second one,
второй тип это путешествие за границу, как для возвращения домой. Этого практически нет, кроме первой строки «Москва».
But in the first line, maybe, of the Moskva text he wrote afterwards, when you come to Moscow, you
recognize
Berlin. Or to be exact, before you come to Moscow, you learn to read Berlin in Moscow.
Третий вид путешествия, собственно, то, что он делает.
Type of travel is what he wants to do. It's as the trip to the promised land, the journey to the promised land, the capital of the future, the capital of communism, and that's what he is doing conscientiously with all effort. And the fourth type of travel is strain, when you following your own mission, you go to the capital of the future, and the capital of the future pushes you back and doesn't let you in, and you are, find yourself straying without a person, without mandate, without a support, who is doomed to straying. That is, of course,
беженцев на Северной Африке.
That is not given to the thousands of thousands of refugees of the North Africa today. They don't stray like Benjamin, but they still stray in another way. But Benjamin is straying in his way, and it's a double way of straying that creates the very productive tension for his writing and for the reading of his text. Сергей was speaking about the double alienation, and obviously the double alienation can be discerned in the two texts, in the text of 1927, Moscow, and in the text which was published in 1997 in Russian, Moscow Diary. What remains hidden in the text Moscow are the bits and pieces of Benjamin's own, so to speak, nails and hair, his own personal stuff, because the density of Moscow text is comparable to Moscow Diary. I'm secretly quoting Plato, the replica of Cynic to some Socrates, the replica of Parmenides to Socrates, whether we have ideas and bits of nails. What is lacking in the text Moscow is the personal date of Benjamin himself. But what remains in the text, otherwise in the article he wrote, but what is it interesting to see the bits, how the bits and pieces from the dictionary, the diary, are getting concentrated into the full-flown text of my article in Moscow. And of course it is especially apparent in the his diary notes of the 8th and 9th January, when Benjamin meditates whether to join or not join the Communist Party, to join or not to join. Because to be a spectator in a cold and windy hall is very uncomfortable. You need to have a mandate, you need to have a support, the mandate is obligatory, or to remain some strange incognito position of individual leftist, and to be able to go on without losing the specificity of the frame of work he chose for himself. The contents of the 8th and 9th of January notes for me. And what is important, the bit that lacks in Moscow article, is the lack of eroticism in it. It comes through the density of being that the human being is experiencing in Moscow, where all the facticity became theory, as Benjamin puts it. Of course, if you know the context, you can say this is erotic. But of course, on the 8th of January, where he thinks whether to join for the party and not, or join on for the party, he sees Reich. That he joined the party, but that's exactly Reich is able to tolerate Asya, Benjamin's love, because he has the mandate, and I don't have the mandate. That's why I would go mad from Asya. And this is probably calls for some actual experience even now. As far as the big journey, the big voyage is concerned, for me, the voyage this voyage. You mentioned the thesis on the notion of
history.
His last voyage to Port Bowen, his suicide, and the passing of his thesis to Hannah Arendt, who takes that through overseas to Adorno. The thesis on history, on notion of history, where the farewell to historical materialism happens, which Benjamin so actively tries to love the historical materialism back in Moscow. And in this connection, coming back to the division of the types of travel, I come, the name, the travel in one place emerges, which is undertaken by the Hannah Arendt's eternal lover Martin Heidegger, who tries to find the secret Germany. He tries to find that it's not in Moscow in Siberia, but back in Schwarzwald. He doesn't go to Berlin, where Benjamin returns. He remains in Schwarzwald. He doesn't go to Berlin, from which it was. Who cannot come back to Moscow? It was Nabokov who can't come back to Moscow from Berlin. And the situation with Heidegger's engagement in 1939-34, when he got his mandate, which really echoes Benjamin's notes on the 8th and 9th of January on getting the mandate. And there is a parallel story. Because Heidegger, it's a parallel story because Heidegger writes his own diary, and which becomes known only now in 2014, where he rewrites everything he has done and published in the course of his life. Many notes many notebooks from which only the first one is absent and the intrigue is kept, and only two notebooks are still published. And I want to speak about one more journey, about Nabokov's journey. He is very helpful to us. Yes, Nabokov is very helpful because he was a has-been. Maximilian Schlick, Benjamin is talking about, was a husband, but the real husband was a Nabokov, who was living in Berlin and refused to learn German language. And he writes the poem about being shot in Russia. He dreams to come back to Russia, to be shot at least by Bater. But in offered to the criminal punishment, he refuses to come. He says farewell to his dream of coming back to Moscow. He goes. He says farewell. He goes to Paris, and then on the last steamer in 1940, he leaves for America.